am a man of science, not society. Now go study my brilliance. Go!
If you enjoy science and great storytelling, we've got you covered.
To science!
To science!
This is the Relativity Series from LA Theater Works and the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation, bridging science and the arts in the modern world.
I'm Susan Lowenberg. Throughout human history, we've been fascinated by stories which explain where we came from and where we're going. Philosophers and theologians have many views on the ultimate destiny of humankind, and many religions have their own take on what to expect in the end of days. In Deborah Zoloffer's End Days, Sylvia Stein has turned to Christianity to save her disaffected husband, Arthur, and her rebellious teenage daughter, Rachel. But as Sylvia races around, preparing for the rapture, Rachel is learning that there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in her philosophy. And now, LA Theater Works presents End Days by Deborah Zoloffer, starring Dane DeHaan, Shannon Cochran, Ari Gross, and Kate Riley.
Rachel Stein. Harris High would be heaven if you would be mine. If I asked you to borders, would you decline? Rachel Stein. Before me. Steinberg post Stein, I sit right behind you. I stare and I pine. I want you to notice, but I don't want to whine. Rachel Stein.
Ow! Hey! You guys!
Your mountainous math skills not short of alpine. Rachel Stein.
You.
What? What time is it?
The whole stack of books was coming down. It's a miracle I wasn't killed.
I'm sorry, Sylvia. I didn't hear.
Honestly. Did you spend the whole night out here again? Arthur.
I must have dozed off.
It's a beautiful day, praise God. You need to get showered and dressed. You're starting to smell.
I'm sorry.
We're going door to door on Westlake this morning. You should join me. And then this afternoon, we're back in front of the XXX video store on Townsend. The first day we prayed there, 22 sinners went in. Last night, it was less than 10. It's the miracle of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Just put those Bibles there.
Yes, Sylvia.
Oh, I'll get the new youth group brochures. I can't wait to show you what I've done. Did you make coffee? Arthur, could you put up a pot? Honey? Could you get that?
Hello? Hi, is Rachel home?
Who is it, hon?
It's the king.
The what?
It's Elvis.
Oh, no, I'm Nelson Steinberg. We just moved in last month, number 81.
You're dressed like Elvis.
Is Rachel here? I thought she lived here. I mean, I followed her home yesterday and I saw her come here.
You followed her home?
Yesterday. Well, yesterday and Wednesday. And Tuesday. And...
Who was at the... Oh.
Hi. I'm Nelson Steinberg from 81.
He's stalking Rachel.
Hello.
I live there. Across the street? Wow. I can't believe how much your place is like our place. They're like exactly alike.
Condos.
Except for the stuff inside. And our sink and refrigerator and stove and oven and counters and closet are on that side. And our tables and chairs are on this side.
You're the new people.
One of them.
Welcome. We prayed for you just last week.
Thanks.
I've been meaning to stop by with some baked goods, but I'm just breathless with the ministry lately. The rapture is coming, you know.
It is?
That's what I hear.
Very good, Sylvia.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great. What's the rapture? It sounds so...
Here are some flyers.
Intense and passionate. The rapture.
This brochure will tell you all about it. It's very important to welcome Jesus into your heart, Nathan, and truly repent, so that when end days comes, you'll be saved. Here, why don't you take one for your parents?
Well, they're dead, actually.
Oh.
But I've got step-parents.
Great! Do you have any friends you'd like to give some to?
Oh, sure. I've got tons of friends.
Jesus, look how well I'm doing today. And I haven't even left the house yet.
Yes, Sylvia.
Right. You know, Nathan, we have a very active youth group. Maybe you'd like to join them sometime. Don't these look good, Jesus? I changed the font.
Very good, Sylvia.
It looks great. Does Rachel belong?
Well...
No.
Not yet.
Is she here?
She must be getting dressed. Rachel! She must still be getting dressed, so...
That's okay. I can wait.
Well... All right, then. You'll excuse me, Nathan. I need to get ready. I'm off to battle Satan.
Nelson?
Satan.
No, my name, ma'am. It's Nelson. Nelson Steinberg. It used to be Nelson Wallen, but then my stepmom remarried and we changed our names, and now it's Steinberg. Which is so great because I get to sit behind Rachel in homeroom. Stein Steinberg.
Oh.
I also sit behind her in calculus. She's really great in math. Really great, which is so wonderful for a girl. Not that girls are inherently poor in math, of course not, but, you know, sociological pressures make it uncommon for girls to excel in math or science. I bet she's great in science. Wish I could sit behind her in science.
Rachel's not allowed to take science anymore.
Wow, too bad. Physics is amazing. They should start with physics in, like, kindergarten, don't you think?
Okay.
We should go.
Yes, Jesus. Well, I should be going.
Kids would really pay attention in math if they had physics earlier.
I still have to collate some flyers, so...
I mean, it's like if they taught you to read before you could speak, you'd think, what are all these words? Except you wouldn't think it in words because you wouldn't know words yet.
We really do have to be getting ready.
I really do have to be getting ready. End days isn't going to wait for me.
Did I just talk too much, Mr. Steinberg?
Maybe a little.
Sometimes I do that. I'm supposed to look and see if anyone's interested, but sometimes I forget to look, and sometimes even when I look, it's hard to tell. People are really hard to read, don't you find?
Yes.
And then I get on a roll, and it's hard for me to stop. I'm supposed to pretend to take interest in the other person, ask questions so I don't monopolize the conversation. That's what they tell me.
That seems sound.
Thanks. So... Tell me about yourself, Mr. S.
What would you like to know?
Here, I have a list of questions. Do you have any hobbies or special interests? That's usually a good icebreaker.
Not really.
What do you do for a living?
I don't really do anything anymore.
Huh. Crazy weather we're having.
I haven't been out for a while.
Boy, this is tough. Oh, here's a good one. Any big plans for the day?
I think I might just take a little nap.
A nap? That's great. Were you up late last night with Rachel, conversing about her various interests or plans for the future?
I just don't sleep.
You don't?
At night, and then in the day it seems to be the only thing I can do.
It sounds like you're off your cycle, sir.
Maybe that's it.
Or maybe you're clinically depressed. Have you seen a healthcare professional?
Not lately.
You shouldn't let that sort of thing go, sir. Huge mood swings, lack of sleep. How's your appetite?
I don't know. I don't really eat.
Sounds to me like you could use some help.
I'll be okay.
That's exactly what my father said, and then one morning we found him hanging from the basement ceiling pipes. None of us saw it coming, so you really can't take these things too lightly. Oh, that was inappropriate, wasn't it? Too much information, didn't read the signs. Sorry about that.
No, I appreciate your confidence.
Really?
Maybe I will make an appointment. Maybe a sleep clinic or something.
Sleep clinic? You just need to do some good works. Think about others instead of yourself and you'll sleep like a baby. Am I right, Nelson?
He needs to welcome me into his life.
You need to welcome Jesus into your life.
Or sometimes warm milk helps.
Nelson, what are you doing here?
Rachel! Hi, Rachel!
What are you doing here? What happened to your arm?
Oh, I sprained it.
Uh-huh.
I thought maybe since I was going that way, maybe we could walk to school this morning. Together.
No thanks. Dad, there's still no cereal.
Honey, I thought you were going to go grocery shopping.
I was so tired.
You haven't been out of those pajamas in 3 weeks. You're starting to smell.
Don't talk to your father like that.
I'm sorry.
Nelson, shouldn't you be going to school?
Your father needs our love and support, Rachel.
I'll go shopping today.
The ministry is praying for you, Arthur. I wish you would come with me. I know if you came and asked for Jesus' love and forgiveness, you would be healed.
I'll go shopping. I really think I will.
Nelson, have you accepted Jesus as your personal savior?
No, but it sounds really interesting.
Okay, time for school. Go, Nelson.
Have you read the good book?
Mom, just let him go.
You mean the Bible?
You're going to be late.
There's always time for the good news.
Here's the Bible.
Take a Bible, Nelson.
Thanks.
Since I began a personal relationship with Jesus, my life is filled with joy and meaning, Nelson. I'm not afraid anymore.
That's so great.
Maybe you'd like to come with us this Sunday. We're having a healing service.
I'd love to. Wow, I've got Hebrew school at 2, but my morning is free.
Hebrew school?
My stepmom married Ben, so I'm converting and getting bar mitzvahed. It's a lot to learn on top of an 11th grade curriculum, but luckily I'm very bright. So anyway, if your thing's in the morning, that would be great.
8 a.m.
Excellent! Thanks! Will you be going, Rachel?
No.
Yes, she will.
Great!
No.
She'll be going, and Arthur will be going, and now you'll be going.
I think I'm free, but...
I'm not. Now go to school, Nelson.
Honey, this week it's non-negotiable.
I'm not going to sit through that bullshit.
Rachel, don't use that language.
Religion is all bullshit. You said that, remember?
Sylvia.
Oh, Jesus, I never said... I never said...
Whenever Grandma and Grandpa asked to bring me to shul...
Honey, Grandma and Grandpa were ultra-Orthodox.
So?
So that was a whole other thing. That was very extreme.
That was extreme? With all of this crap? Are you fucking kidding me?
Rachel, your grandmother shaved her head and wore a wig, all right? And your grandfather, if he were alive, he wouldn't even touch you now. Once I turned 12, he wouldn't touch me because I might be unclean.
They were my grandparents. They wanted me to come with them.
The whole service was in Hebrew. You wouldn't have understood a word of it.
Whose fault is that?
Where is this coming from? You didn't want to go. I let you choose, and you chose not to.
I'm so tired.
I was 5 years old. You said it was bullshit. What did you think I'd say?
All right, fine. You want to go to shul?
I'm not saying that's what I want.
The women sit behind a curtain so the men won't be distracted
from their holy thoughts. You don't even
listen to what I want. I'll drop you off there on Saturday. Or no, you want to be Orthodox. You can walk.
You could come with me. We're Reform, so... Hey, we could even sit together.
I don't want any of it. I still think it's bullshit. I just don't understand what you want anymore.
Come with me to Blessed Name. Come and you'll understand.
It's like you shut off part of your brain.
I'm happy.
I hate happy.
Rachel.
You told me there was no God, that when we died, we were dead, and that sucked, but deal with it.
But that's terrible, honey. I'm sorry I told you that.
You told me to think for myself, remember? I mean, we read Kafka together when everyone else was reading Little Women. We read Camus! I don't understand what happened.
Look, honey, if you came to Blessed Name...
No.
I'm not doing this to punish you. I love you.
Then buy some fucking groceries!
Rachel!
Stop shoving all this crap down my throat! Stop parading all over town with your nutty signs! Stop embarrassing me!
I'm not trying to embarrass you. I'm trying to save you.
Yeah, I'll pass. Thanks.
I'm terrified for you, Rachel. You're going to be left behind. When the rapture comes...
Then I'll stay behind. I'll take frogs and leeches and blood in the streets over all your holier-than-thou crap.
That's it. Go to your room.
I have school.
You're not going to school today. Get upstairs.
Jesus wants me to be a truant now?
Listen, you, do not talk to me like that. I'm your mother. If I decide to homeschool you...
Homeschool
then
me?
You don't go to public school anymore.
You're never home!
If I send you to religious school, you go to religious school. If I send you to reform school, you go to reform school.
Sylvia, calm down.
Oh, Jesus.
Reform school? You're nuts. You've totally lost your mind.
You're a minor. You do what I say. And you are going to church Sunday morning. If I have to drag you by the hair, I'll do it.
Gee, that doesn't sound very Christian.
Look! Look, you people! I am trying to do something here. I am trying to save this family. I have found something. I have finally found something that has given me hope and joy and peace. I'm happy. Since Jesus came into my life, I am finally happy. And you people are not going to ruin this for me. You hear? Rachel? Arthur? You're both coming with me on Sunday, and you are going to listen to the good word, and you are going to open your hearts and let Jesus save you.
There's the bus. See ya.
Wait, Rachel, I thought maybe...
Jesus?
I'm here, Sylvia.
Oh, God. Well... I really should get going, too. Now, where did I put my...
Here, Sylvia. The Bibles.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, then. You get dressed and go shopping, Arthur. I'll see you Sunday, Nelson. Have a blessed day.
Wow, Rachel really doesn't seem to like me.
She doesn't seem to like me, either.
Guess I should head out, too, then.
Do you have to?
Well, I've got school.
Right.
So...
You could skip it.
What?
If you feel like... We could play cards or something. You ever play gin, Nelson?
I don't think so.
I could teach you. It's not hard.
Well, we've got calculus.
Oh.
First period.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would really like to learn, though. I mean, I've often thought that I'd like to learn cards. So... Hey, what if I came after school? How would that be?
Okay.
Great. I'll come back after school, and we can play some card games.
Okay.
Do you think you might go shopping today? Rachel seemed kind of mad about that.
I guess.
I think you should.
I don't know, Nelson. It all seems exhausting lately.
What?
All of it. Sleeping and getting up and washing and eating and using the John.
Huh.
We do it all every day and then, what, we do it all again. And again and again and again and then eventually we don't do it anymore.
I'll come after school, okay?
Okay.
You'll go shopping... And then I'll come after school.
Okay.
Steinberg, you freak!
Ow! Come on, guys, stop throwing those things!
Jerk!
Rachel! Hi, Rachel. Mind if I join you?
Nelson, just let me read my book.
Okay.
There's an empty table over there.
Okay. You were so amazing this morning at the blackboard. Had you worked out that equation before? Because you wrote it out so fast, it was like you were channeling it or something.
What's the bandage on your nose?
This? Oh, I was just horsing around with some of the guys.
If you'd stop dressing like Elvis, they might stop beating you up.
No, we were just roughhousing. It was all in fun.
Hey, freak!
Ow! You guys! Anyway, Nurse Liz is real nice. Stopped the bleeding in like 2 seconds. Patched me right up.
Whatever.
I was saying to your dad, it's too bad you're not taking physics. With your calculus, you'd be a natural.
Yeah, look, don't come by my house anymore, okay? And don't tell anybody about anything at my house, okay?
You can count on me, Rachel. What happens between us stays between us.
Great. Now, let me read.
I can't believe how alike our houses are.
Uh-huh.
Have you lived there long?
No.
Where are you from?
New York.
New York City? Wow, you're from New York City? How great is that?
Great.
Why did you move?
My dad lost his job.
Oh, how did he...
It blew up when a plane flew into it.
A plane? Wow. Was he okay?
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Steinberg!
Ow! Hey, you've got quite an arm! Ow!
Stop it, you friggin' goons! Stop throwing that crap! Nelson, sit. Will you just sit, for Christ's sakes?
Gee, thanks.
Ooh, sit, Nelson!
Hmm, they've got very good macaroni and cheese here. Much better than my last school. Less gooey.
I'd really like to just read, okay?
Yeah? Me too. I love to read. Did you ever read this?
What is it?
It's only the greatest book ever written.
What is it?
A Brief History of Time. Stephen Hawking explains pretty much everything in the universe.
Does he explain why you're dressed like that?
No, you know, like all the great scientific theories from Aristotle and Ptolemy, pretty much up until now.
Oh.
You would love it.
I don't think so.
No, you would. I mean, it all comes down to math. Unification. To find a mathematical equation that integrates Einstein's general relativity with quantum mechanics. An equation that encompasses everything.
And then what?
And then we know how it all works.
And then what?
And then we can figure out how it all started.
And then what?
And then we know. This macaroni and cheese is really good. He's so amazing, Stephen Hawking. He's got ALS. They told him he'd die when he was like 20, and he's lived more than 40 years past that. And he rides around in a motorized wheelchair. And he talks through a computer. It's like the greatest brain on the planet riding around on this chair. You want to borrow it?
No, thanks.
It's okay. I've got my name in the cover.
No.
It's really easy. I mean, it's written in a way that anyone can understand. Come on. Take it. And then you can tell me what you think.
Ugh, all right.
Great! Wow, this is so great!
I probably won't read it.
But you might.
I might.
And then we could talk about it. Oh my god, that would be just about the greatest thing ever.
You should stop wearing that outfit.
That's okay.
They won't stop beating on you till you stop.
I'm used to it.
But why get used to it? Why not just be normal?
Why do you dress like a goth?
So people will leave me alone.
Oh.
Clearly it's not working.
Some people think he's like a savior or something. Elvis. That he didn't really die, or that he'll rise again.
They're nuts.
Maybe. My mom loved him. She got me an Elvis outfit for Halloween when I was 5, and I would never take it off.
That was probably cute. When you were 5.
Yeah, so I just kept on wearing it. Everywhere. Even to my mom's funeral, I wore it. My dad finally threw it away, and I wouldn't get dressed. Went to kindergarten in my underwear.
You're kidding.
Nope. So eventually he got me a new one. I find it really comforting. We've got the same birthday, Elvis and I, January 8th. And guess who else has it?
Who?
Guess!
No.
Come on, somebody amazing.
Just tell me, for Christ's sakes.
Stephen Hawking! The guy I was telling you about, the book guy!
So?
Isn't that cool?
Maybe you should dress like him.
It's okay. They always beat me up the first month or so, but it gets old after a while. I expect it'll stop soon. Ow! Ow!
Ah! Leave us alone, you freaking assholes!
Jimmy!
Wow, Rachel, you've got great aim.
Friggin' Neanderthals!
Friggin' Neanderthals!
So finally, I say, well, I would love it if you came with me, Mr. Jenks. We could sit together. And boom, you know? But I thought, hey, if we can just get him there. This coffee is great. Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome, Sylvia.
It's so frustrating. I wanted to say, Mr. Jenks, the world is a horrible, dangerous, terrifying place. At any moment, you could be raped or knifed or gunned down. And some tsunami could wipe out your village, You could get mad cow disease, or a meteor could hit, or a bus could plow into you, or you could be poisoned by anthrax, or some crazy foreign fanatic could try to blow you up. But, of course, you can't say that, can you?
No.
This is very good coffee. But, I mean, hello. Here you are, offering him eternal life and safety. Off this earth, in heaven, where nobody who would harm him would even get in.
Sweetener?
I'm good, thanks, Jesus. I know you said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Remember when you said that in Matthew?
Right.
But enough already. Get some spirit. Get on board. Anyway, he loved being at the mission so much, he said he's going to come every week. So it all worked out. And can you imagine? We nearly lost him to the Unitarians.
Sylvia.
Sorry.
Well, no, you're right.
Oh, Jesus, I just love you so much.
I love you too, Sylvia.
You really saved a wretch like me, you know? I wish everyone felt what I feel. I wish I could talk about you to every single person on Earth.
You're off to a good start, Sylvia.
Thanks. This is nice. Mm. Here.
Yes.
Praise God. Before you came into my life, there's no way in heck I would be out here sipping coffee in the broad daylight where any drive-by shooter could take me out. And now, let him try. Death is just a gateway to a lifetime with you.
Amen.
How do I get through to Rachel and Arthur, Jesus? I really lost my mind this morning, didn't I? Reform school? Crazy.
You just want the best for them. You're a good person, Sylvia.
Am I?
You're a good person. And you're doing good in the world.
Thank you, Jesus. It means so much to me that you think so.
I do.
Well, they're coming Sunday. Maybe they'll be moved by the Spirit.
I'll do what I can.
Oh, look, here come some sinners.
Time to pray.
A Brief History of Time.
Mr. S? Mr. S!
Oh, what? What time is it?
Don't scare me like that, Mr. S. I thought you'd done something drastic.
You're on crutches?
Yeah.
Well, why are you on crutches?
Oh, I was just goofing around with some of the guys.
Oh. Is school over?
For an hour. I waited outside to follow Rachel home, but she never came. You were still in your pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you didn't go shopping, huh?
I guess not. Do you want to play gin?
Let's go get some groceries. Do you have a car?
Not anymore.
Well, we'll walk. It'll be good for us, right? And cereal doesn't weigh too much.
I don't know, Nelson. I'm kind of tired.
Where are your clothes?
I'll go tomorrow, definitely.
Go get dressed.
I haven't been outside in a while, Nelson.
It'll be fun.
A long while.
It'll be an adventure.
Six, seven, 32, 46, seven, no, 32, fuck, can't get this open.
Maybe you should get the janitor, or you could just kick it some more. That seems productive.
Oh my God, Stephen Hawking, I was just reading your book.
Did you buy it?
No, it's Nelson's copy.
You should buy it. I like it when people buy it.
How did you get here?
Chair.
Oh my God, I'm cracking up. I'm my mother. I'm a nut like my mother.
You seem to be having a problem with your locker.
Oh my God, oh my God.
And you're an atheist of convenience. Very sensible.
Did you come here? Did you travel through a wormhole?
You haven't read the papers.
Huh?
I was wrong about the wormholes. There's no surviving them.
Wow.
Bummer, right?
How are you here?
Am I crazy? I'm losing my mind, aren't I?
This is your mind on drugs.
I was reading. I lost track of time.
Space and time not only affect, but are also affected by everything that happens in the universe. Think about it.
They're going to lock down the school. I can't get my books. I can't open my locker. I don't know what to do.
32746.
Huh?
Your locker.
32746? Oh my God! Thank you! Mr. Hawking?
Crunchy? Flaky?
I don't know.
Does she like frosted or plain?
I don't know.
Chex? Raisin Bran? Total!
I don't know, Nelson.
Wow, there sure are a lot of cereals. Okay, try to picture her sitting down to breakfast.
I can't. I can't picture her at all.
She has an empty bowl in front of her.
No.
A spoon. A napkin.
I can't do this, Nelson. This is too hard.
She reaches out. She picks up a box. She opens it and pours it into her bowl. What color is the box?
I don't know. I never noticed what color box her cereal was in. I never noticed that she ate cereal. I was out of the house before she got up. I came home at 9. I don't know what she ate for dinner. I don't know what she packed for lunch.
She buys, actually.
I don't know. I don't know her. Let's go. Please, let's go home.
You could get to know her now. It'll be fun. We could both get to know her.
She doesn't want me to know her.
That's okay. She doesn't want me to know her either. You just have to be persistent.
She hates me.
No.
I don't blame her.
She doesn't hate you.
I used to be a senior vice president. I used to wear a suit and tie. Now I can't even get dressed.
You are dressed.
I used to tell 65 people what to do. All those people. All gone.
How about Rice Krispies?
I ran into that guy in the stairwell. Some guy with a flashlight. I don't know who the guy was. I'll never know.
Or maybe cornflakes.
I'd be gone, too. I should be gone, too.
I bet she likes Cheerios. Everyone likes Cheerios.
65 people. Now I can't even get dressed.
You are dressed, Mr. S. Hey, we'll get one of everything. It'll be great. We'll get one of every cereal, and we'll all eat breakfast together. Every day.
I don't eat.
Now you'll eat. We'll eat cereal.
Never seen a triple miracle, praise God. Nelson, you're healed. And on your first time.
I just felt...
Your bandages off your nose, no sling, no crutches.
I mean, the music was so beautiful.
You let Jesus into your heart, and he made you whole. Reverend Peter was beside himself. I only wish I'd been able to fill every pew in the church to witness it.
Oy.
Arthur, it meant so much to me that you three came today. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome, Sylvia.
I should have prayed for milk.
Oh, no. We forgot milk!
Well, we're all so moved by the Spirit. Shall we make a whole day of it? I'm on my way to the women's shelter. We're ministering to the poor and offering hot lunches.
Could you bring me back some food?
Rachel, why don't you come? You won't believe the feeling you get helping someone less fortunate.
I'm hungry.
Arthur?
I'm a little tired.
Gosh, I'd love to. It sounds very life-affirming, but I've got to go over my Torah portion before my private with Mr. Levine. He's really going at quite a clip.
Your Torah portion?
Two kids are turning 13 next month, so we might do a triple bar mitzvah. But Rabbi Baumbach says I really have to pick up the pace.
Nelson, I just thought, I mean, you just had this life-changing experience.
I did, absolutely.
Oh, so will you be coming next Sunday? To Blessed Name?
Definitely. I wouldn't miss it.
Think I might take a little nap.
It's good, Sylvia. They're coming next week.
All right then, Jesus. We'll all go together again. Wonderful. Have a blessed afternoon, everyone.
Ta.
So, how about that?
What a morning, right?
Catch!
Ah! Oops.
Come on, Nelson, catch this brochure.
What are you doing, Rachel?
Catch, damn it!
Ow! My arm!
I'm healed. Thank you, Jesus. I can see.
I didn't say that.
Freaking phony. Let me see you hop on one leg. The sprained leg, stupid.
Well, maybe I'm not completely healed, but I'm feeling considerably better.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
Didn't you love it there, Rachel? The music was so stirring, and Reverend Peter had such a deep, booming voice, and everyone was so nice. I really felt a part of something big, didn't you?
God, whore.
What?
You have to pick. Don't you get that? You can't be Jewish on Saturday and evangelical on Sunday, just to cover all your bases.
But I like them both.
You're not supposed to like them, and they're completely contradictory.
Everything's contradictory. It's like quantum field theory.
No, it's not.
It is. If you ask, is light a particle or a wave? Well, actually, it can be both. I mean, if you ask a particle-like question, you get a particle-like answer. And if you ask a wave-like question, you get a wave-like answer. You just can't ask both questions at the same time.
Is this what you do every time you move?
What?
You follow some girl home, feed her astrophysics, join her mother's freak show church?
I like you, Rachel.
You have no reason to like me.
Maybe it's pheromones.
Huh?
Maybe you're giving off an indiscernible smell that I can't consciously recognize, but that my body chemically responds to.
Don't smell me then, okay? Don't smell me, don't like me, and don't come around here pumping up my mother anymore. She's fucking lost her mind, and I don't need you here feeding her sick fantasies.
I think your mom just loves you. My mom was like that. She wants you to be safe.
My mother has been inculcated into a cult.
Maybe, or maybe she's asking a wave-like question, and you're asking a particle-like question.
That is such bullshit! How do you shove all this science down my throat and then act like you're healed? You genuinely think you were healed by God today?
Probably not.
Probably not.
But the idea of it made me happy. I would have liked for there to be a miracle.
See, I like reality. Well, I don't like it, but everything else pisses me off.
I'm sorry, Rachel. I wish I could stop pissing you off. I wish I could say the right thing. I never can say the right thing, and I want so much to say the right thing to you.
I read your book.
The Stephen Hawking? You read the Stephen Hawking? Oh my gosh, why didn't you tell me?
You were too busy speaking in tongues.
What did you think? Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh my gosh, you liked it? Wow, this is like the greatest day of my life.
But it's not about all that miracle crap.
You liked it. Oh,
figuring
I knew.
Out.
I just knew you would. Oh my gosh, there are so many things I want you to read. Brian Greene, Ta-Pei Cheng, Simon Singh. I've got articles, videos. Do you know about the LHC?
The what?
The Large Hadron Collider. Oh my gosh, Rachel, you're going to love this. They're building this enormous machine at CERN outside of Geneva, Switzerland. It's this incredibly long tunnel where they'll smash together particles with such speed and energy, they might be able to create conditions that were present in the universe a billionth of a second after the Big Bang. Oh my gosh, I've got this article. You're going to love this. Where did I...
Wait, they might be able to prove the Big Bang?
They might be able to replicate it.
And prove it wasn't God?
Well, nobody knows that, but the science is so thrilling. I want to tell you so much. I've got so much. Soon, like in the next few years, we're going to be able to observe so many things that were once only wild concepts.
Yeah?
Wonderful things. Unimaginable things. Technology is catching up with theory fast. Really, really fast. I mean, this is the greatest time to be alive.
You really believe that, don't you?
I do. Absolutely. We're so lucky. Oh, Rachel, I'm so happy you read the book. I'm so happy.
Come here.
What was that?
I don't know. An experiment.
You kissed me, right?
Tell me more. The Large...
Hadron Collider, yeah.
Come here.
Yeah. Yeah. They might be able to collide protons at such high speeds. They'll be broken down so small, they might be able to pinpoint the smallest fragments of the universe. They might be able to prove that all of matter, each of us, is made of strings. that were all strings vibrating like an infinitely small orchestra. You kissed me 3 times. What does it mean?
I don't know.
Does it mean you like me?
I don't know. Maybe.
Probably?
Maybe. Tell me more.
Vayomer Elohim Lenoach Ketz kol basar Balefanai Kimala Haaretz Chamas Mifnehem Vehineni Mashchitam Et Haaretz.
Nelson, what time is it?
Mr. S, I'm so glad you're awake. Something unbelievable has happened. Rachel kissed me.
Who?
Your daughter, Rachel Stein.
She kissed you.
7 times, and then she left. What does it mean?
Did she say anything?
She said it was an experiment.
Maybe it really is the end of days.
Yeah?
I'm feeling a little lightheaded.
When's the last time you ate?
Yesterday, I think. What's today?
Sunday?
Maybe it was Friday.
I think you better eat something.
Yeah, weren't you practicing your Torah portion? It sounded good.
Well, that was the tape.
Yeah, let me hear you.
I think you should eat something.
After. I'll eat something after.
You promise?
Yes. Sing.
Vayomar Elohim Lenoach Ketz kol basar Balefanai Kimalah Haaretz Chamas.
It's good. It's a bit like Elvis, but it's good.
Is it right?
You've got a nice voice. What is it?
Noah. Genesis. How's my pronunciation? Can you help me?
Let me have a look.
Well, here's where it starts, and here's the transliteration, and I've got the translations back here. Here, sir, here it is. And God said to Noah...
Yeah, I need my glasses.
Where are they?
I'm not sure.
When did you use them last?
It could have been a year or more. More.
You haven't read anything in a year, Mr. S? I could look for them. It's okay, sir. Hey, I'll read it to you. I'll read what it means, and then you can help me with the Hebrew, okay? Here. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me. The world is filled with man's crime. I will therefore destroy them with the earth." Pretty wrathful stuff, right, sir? Both Bibles are like that. It wasn't what I expected. I guess it's to scare us into being good, right? Unless you take it literally, like Mrs. S, and then God just says things like that because he was a really angry guy.
I don't know, Nelson.
Anyway, I guess it doesn't really matter so much, right, what it means. For now, mostly I just need it to sound right.
I don't think I ever thought too much about what it means.
Yeah, well...
All those years of Hebrew school, I wonder why I never thought about what it means.
Mostly they just want the Hebrew to be right, so... Could you sing it for me?
Me? No, my voice is shot.
But if you know how to say it...
In the drawer. There should be a magnifying glass. There. Good. Let's see. Vayomer Elohim Lenoach Ketz kol basar Balefanei Kimaal Haaretz.
Wow, that was so authentic. I mean, really, that was really, really great.
Yeah?
You sounded just like Rabbi Baumbach.
No.
Really?
Well... I used to be okay, 1,000,000 years ago.
No way. You're like the real deal, sir.
I led the whole thing, you know. My bar mitzvah.
You led the whole service?
Soup to nuts.
That's very impressive, sir.
Temple Shalom. I still have the pen my grandpa Al gave me right here in my pocket. Oh. Still in my pajamas.
I hope you'll come. To mine, I mean, bar mitzvah.
When is it?
It should be in October, but...
It doesn't matter. Nelson, of course I'm going to come.
Excellent, sir.
Yeah, we better get working. I want you to do me proud. Sing that first line again.
Vayomar Elohim Lenoach Ketz kol basar Balefanai Kimaal Haaretz.
That's beautiful.
I know I need to listen to the tape more.
It's beautiful. All right, let's get to work. Vayomer, not Vayomar, you see?
Vayomer.
Good. Vayomer Elohim Lenoach Ketz Kolbasar. Not Kolbasar, okay?
Kolbasar.
Yeah.
Good. That's good, sir. Very good. Vayomer Elohim Lenoach Ketz Kolbasar.
Okay. Now, it needs to rise here. Kolbasar. Ah, gosh, I'm starving. Are you hungry?
I could use a little cereal.
Bring it out. We'll eat while we work.
I'll bring them all, and we can have a little of each.
We have a lot of work to do, Nelson. I think we're going to have to work every day after school to get you ready. I want you to sing those other boys under the bima.
That's great, sir. I'll be here every day.
Man, this is good pot.
You kissed him.
7 times. What does it mean?
It's not really my area of expertise.
Yeah, me neither. I loved your book. So much. So much, Stephen. Can I call you Stephen?
Call me Dr. Hawking.
You make sense of everything. Of the universe. It all always seems so incomprehensible and pointless to me. Where did we come from? Why are we here? I don't know, but it makes me feel that someday we might know.
The cake is in the search. Finding out is the icing.
Wow. Did you write that?
No. It's your funny cigarettes.
Nelson says it's a wonderful time to be alive. Isn't that amazing? That he really feels that way? I always thought that optimism and joy were a sign of low intellect, but he seems fairly bright. When I'm with him, I almost feel hopeful. But then I go home and my mother is waiting for the apocalypse like it's a Greyhound bus.
Well, we do need to work on an alternative.
To what?
Earth.
Earth?
The end is coming.
Oh my God, even my hallucinations are raving. I am so fucked up.
It's all about you, isn't it? Didn't you read any of the transcripts of my symposium?
What did they say?
We have maybe 100 years.
And then what? The rapture?
An enormous rogue meteorite. A genetically engineered virus. Sudden global warming. Nuclear war.
But not the rapture, right?
The human race needs to spread out into space for the survival of the species. We can have a permanent base on the moon in 20 years, if we get cracking.
But Stephen, why not just let it all go? Human annihilation? Maybe something more intelligent will grow, less destructive.
Survival of the species is one of our most basic human instincts. You should really think about why you kissed Nelson. And read my papers. Buy them and read them. And give your mother a break. We're all looking for answers.
Dr. Hawking, don't leave! Oh, I have so much to ask you!
You're bringing me down, man.
Jesus. Thank God. I was so scared. I just woke up and I didn't know where you were. I thought it was happening. I thought I'd been left behind.
Did you have a bad dream?
There was a storm, like tonight. Thunder and explosions. The sky was on fire. I heard screaming, and I was trying to find Rachel and Arthur, but I couldn't. So I prayed that you would come and take me in your arms, and you did. Just like now. You took me in your arms, and you whispered, "It's time, Sylvia."
It's time, Sylvia.
Tonight? Now?
Soon.
This is so much like my dream. Is this my dream?
Soon.
When, Jesus, please? I need to know.
But of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven.
Neither the Son,
but the Father. Just keep preparing.
All right. But you must have some idea when it will be.
Sylvia.
Could you just give me a general idea?
Soon.
A little less general? I know. I shall not knoweth. I know. But I feel this panic, Jesus, that it will all start happening. That I won't know where Rachel is. That she'll be off at school or at the library or wherever it is she goes now. I don't even know. And it will all start happening, and I won't be able to get to her, to take her with me, or to say goodbye. Please, Jesus, just blink, okay?
Blink?
Once if I guess wrong, and twice if I guess right.
Sylvia, this is not a game.
Please, just a blink. What could a blink hurt?
You need more faith, Sylvia.
I know, but I'm so anxious. I don't think I'll sleep again unless I know something for sure. I'm just going to say some days. One blink for no, two for yes.
This isn't right.
Is it going to happen tonight? Was that a blink? Jesus, was it?
Oh, Sylvia.
It was. It was a single blink. It's not tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Okay, tomorrow. Monday. One blink. Tuesday?
Sylvia.
Was that one blink or two? For Tuesday.
Sylvia.
Well, I'm sorry, I couldn't tell. Not Tuesday. Wednesday? Jesus, you just blinked twice, didn't you? You blinked twice for Wednesday. Or was that something in your eye? Could you do it again?
I don't like this, Sylvia.
All right. It's Wednesday. The apocalypse is coming Wednesday. End days. The rapture. Armageddon. My dream was right, wasn't it?
Just keep doing your good works. Spread the good news. Save as many people as you possibly can.
What about Rachel, Jesus? Will she be coming too?
I can't say.
Oh, please. She asked for your forgiveness. You heard her today in church.
It was under some duress.
But she did say it. Shouldn't that count?
I don't think she really meant it, Sylvia. Not in her heart.
Oh, Jesus. She's a teenager. You know how they are. Please forgive Rachel. And Arthur, please don't leave them behind.
We'll see. Goodbye, Sylvia.
Goodbye? Where are you going? Don't go.
I have to go to come back, right?
Can't you go Tuesday and come back Wednesday?
You don't need me every minute now, Sylvia. You're past that. You can carry me in your heart now. You can do the good works in my name.
You're mad at me, aren't you, Jesus? I shouldn't have pushed you so hard. I always do that. I'm very pushy.
You're a good person, Sylvia.
I am?
You're a good person. And you're doing good in the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, then.
Can you just come back at night and help me to get to sleep? Can you sit with me while I pray?
You pray and I'll listen. You dream and I'll be in your dreams. I'll come back for you when I come back for all the saved.
I'm scared.
Have faith, Sylvia.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, too.
Come back for me!
This is LA Theater Works' production of End Days by Deborah Zoe Laufer. Our story continues in Hour 2. I'm Susan Lowenberg, producing director of LA Theater Works.